All right, everybody. It is the Quarantine Bandit, Corona Bandit. That is me. And I just got off work. I made a video earlier. I'm going to tell you how dumb I am. I don't know. I guess because I'm tired. But what I did was I made a video on the way to work. And for some reason, I hit the record button. And for some reason, when I hit the record button too many times, it erased my video. So now I'm gonna do the video again. I hope I can get it the way I want to. But anyway, I'm gonna get into my point. O'Shea Duke Jackson is a guy I listen to on YouTube, and He's a pro-black guy. He don't believe in interracial dating. He believed that a black man should be with a black woman. And also Dr. Umar Johnson also said that it doesn't matter about your accomplishments. If you're not devoted to a black woman, your accomplishments or what you have to give to the world don't mean anything. It's non and void if you're not with a black woman, as if black women rule black men or we belong to them. And I think this is what I want to talk about the situation. I am not a pro-black, nor will I ever be pro-black. And here's why. And O'Shea Duke Jackson, I want you to understand something. I like a lot of what you say and a lot of where you come from in your statements. But on this, I can't agree with. I don't belong to black women. I am an individual. I don't have to move with the group. I don't have to be stupid just because a group of people being stupid. We are the only community that are led by our women. Or the black woman. We are led by black women. We can't criticize them. We can't ostracize them. We can't put them in their place. We can't do any of that. She can have 5 kids by 5 different men. And guess what? We still got to call her a queen. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that you pro-blacks get on YouTube and get on public forums and say that if a black man is not loyal to a black woman, what he do in life don't mean anything. I think that's disheartening. It's really sad that a black man would say that to other black men. You can't name anything positive that black women are doing for black men. They put more black men in jail and in prison. They put more black men on child support than any other race. This is just facts. They give us a lot of problems. They don't respect you. Look how black women act when they get a white man. Look how they act. They act totally different. They hold demeanor changes. It's like when they get with us, guess what? When they get with us, they thugs. They try to act just like a man. Just like the black man. They try to be masculine like a black man. They talk rough like a black man. They curse like sailors. It's just fact. But when a black woman get with a white man or somebody outside their race, they're totally different. A black man date outside his race, he's still the same black man he always was. He don't try to act like Brad or Juan or anybody else. No. The black woman can't stop putting weave on. But I'm supposed to respect and love her. I'm supposed to devote myself to a woman who can't even devote herself to caring about her own scalp. And you got black men who was raised by a single black woman who had this ideology of you must respect a black woman no matter what she do. No matter what she do, she must be exalted. She must be uplifted no matter what she does. And that's ridiculous because your black ass don't get no damn pass. Black man don't never get no pass. We've been talked about ever since the talk shows been talk shows. We don't take care of our kids. We cheat. We do all that. We've been talked about like a dog. And black men be like, yep, we need to do better. But if you talk about a black damn woman, that black women don't say they need to do better. They say, you need to accept me the way I am or else it ain't going to be. There's no cooperation for the most part. And I say the most part because almost 78%, and it might be higher, of all black babies are born out of wedlock. They don't have fathers, intact families. They don't have it. And black women are running around here talking about how they are queens. Mother Earth. They're not. And the black men and black boys are walking around here full of emotion, irrational. They can't complete a thought in their own head. Because why? They've been raised by an angry black woman that hate men. The modern day black man is nothing more than a phallus. And if you don't know what a phallus is, say penis. He's no more than his penis. He's a human dildo for the most part. Black men have become human dildos. He's not respected. Black women will not cooperate with a black man. But guess what? When she choose thugs and drug dealers and gangsters, when those guys dog they black ass out, the first thing they want to say is black men ain't worth a damn. But we all know, if you look up the stats, 52% of black men in this country don't have kids. 52%. And you can say the gay thing all you want. But there are more heterosexual men, there are more heterosexual black men in this country than homosexual men. It's just a fact. It looks like it's a lot of them walking around here. Sweet. But it's not. There are more heterosexual men than it is homosexual men. The problem is that all the black women, almost all the black women, are going after the same guy. That's what they're doing. That's why you got guys like Future, guys like Lil Wayne, guys like any of them thugs you see. They go after the guys, the same guys that they're attracted to, which is nothing ass dudes. That was raised by their damn mom, emotional, irrational ass fools. And the guy that's a plumber, Or the black guy is a plumber, electrician. He's a construction worker, a brick mason. He build houses, any kind of hard work like that. He won't get no play. But the dope dealer, The guy who just a thug, the gangbanger. He gets all kind of pretty women. But the guy who's trying to do it right, who wants a family, who wants to be a good man, a good father, a good husband. These women are walking around talking about, I don't want to be married. Black women. I don't want to be married. I don't want no kids. I'm an independent woman. I can do it myself. That's what they're saying. So, O'Shea Duke Jackson, Dr. Umar Johnson, and all you pro-blacks, Brother Polite, and all y'all, you need to change the way you're thinking about pro-blackness. Because let me tell you something. There is no swirling movement when it comes to black men. Black men ain't making pages about how white women are better than black women. And you need to swirl. That's a black woman thing. Anytime the black man try to have something good for himself, the black woman want to knock it down. So what if a white woman come in that black man's life? If she's doing right by him, who are you to cut him down? Who are you to tell him he can't be happy? That's the problem in the black community right there. Anytime a black man finds some type of happiness, he's a damn coon. Whatever the hell that means. It's bullying for the black woman. Nobody want to tell today's black woman about herself. Nobody want to tell her. And these black men and these black boys are suffering. Because black men don't have the power to put black women in check. Every other race of men can put his woman in check all over the world except black men. The government placed black women over us. The laws benefit them. Child support benefits them for the most part. Family court benefits them. It don't benefit you. So I don't understand why black men are running around here taking up for black women when they're the first ones to put your ass in jail. Tell me I'm lying. But y'all sit up and talk about the queen. How? You got weave every damn crayon color in your damn head. White people's makeup on your black ass face. Revealing clothes. There's no more character for the black woman. For the most part, black women don't have moral character. They like BS. All the time. There is no cooperation with her. There is no reasoning with her. But the sad part about it is you got grown ass black men co-signing because they mama black. My mama black. And you are put down the father. You quick to condemn the father. You're quick to say your daddy ain't worth a damn. Your mama could have been a straight up whore. Got 9 kids by 12 different men. Cause 3 of them she don't know who the damn daddy is. So everybody is in the box together. But that's mama. I gotta take care of my mama. I gotta take up for my mama. That's the average black man. And when your black ass die, your mama and the women in your damn family will get a GoFundMe when your ass is shot dead by either a cop because you can't follow damn directions, or by some damn black guy in the hood that got mad because you stepped on his damn foot or looked at his girl. This is what happened to black men. I don't want to hear nothing about no pro-black. I don't want to hear nothing about what we were. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear nothing about we were kings and queens. I don't want to hear nothing about it. Because it's about what you are right now. And if your ass are not, if you're not building yourself the way you need to be building yourself, then I don't want to hear it. I don't want to have nothing to do with any of it. I don't. And that's the bottom line. So that's the way that works. And that's just the way it is. I'm sick of black men trying to take up for a damn woman that don't care nothing about you. I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. And black men, grow a pair. Stop being afraid to put black women in check. If they get out of pocket, check them. And if they don't listen, walk away. Walk away. It don't make no sense that black men are this weak. It ain't, you know, you got black women walking around talking about how strong they are. They're not strong. You're just weak. If you're weak, you damn right they're gonna appear to be strong. Cause your ass is weak. Another man will come along and put that damn woman in check. It's the truth. Where you're weak at, somebody else will come in and straighten her ass out. Because I'm going to tell you right now, women don't respect weak ass men. And black men today are weak. That's why black women look so damn strong. Because a black man is weak. He's controlled by his mother. He has his mother's identity. He's ruled by it. He's ruled by his mother. And therefore he can't build. He can't make good decisions. Because he's afraid of offending his mother. And I'm going to tell you like this right here. If you men don't wake up, it's going to be the end for black men and black boys. Because these black women are not strong. They're out of control. The government have given them power over us. And we're too dumb to see it. Let me tell you something. A lot of y'all fathers had to walk away. They had to walk away. Because they were using the government to lock our fathers up, to put our fathers on child support. Black women don't want a black man over her at all. That's not her plan. And when I hear people like O'Shea Duke Jackson and Dr. Umar Johnson talk about if a black man ain't with a black woman, he's not credible, I call BS. I call BS. Black men, you get a woman that is supporting you and that's going to be cooperative with you, who's going to follow you. I don't care what color she is. If she's cooperating with you and bringing substance to your life, and she's not combative, and she's bringing peace to your life, then that's who you need to be with. Don't you be ashamed. And you tell those pro-blacks, if you want a black woman so bad, go get you one. Go get you one. Because nowadays, black women only care about their behind. They ass. That's the only thing they care about nowadays, is they ass. Every damn picture you see a black woman, she got her ass poked out. She got her damn tongue stuck out. She got her damn lips poked out or making some stupid face. And it's time, it's really time to call them out on it. Call them out on it. Stop being so damn weak and pathetic. Get you a feminine woman. I don't give a damn if she's Latino. I don't care if she's Puerto Rican. I don't care if she's Cuban. I don't care if she's white. Get you a cooperative woman. Until black women come back to the drawing board, until black women come back to the drawing board and want to be wives, want to be submissive, docile, sweet, and kind, and nice, and feminine, until they do that, leave them where they be. Leave them right there. And this is coming from the bandit. Leave them right there. Because it don't make any sense for you to have to go through crap just because she black and you black. That's insane. You should never have to go through something just because of a color. And I never understood what this thing being proud to be black. How you gonna be proud of something you never worked for? You were just born black. You were just born black. I'm not gonna be proud of something that I didn't earn. I'm proud to be an American. Because I could have been born some damn where else. I'm proud to be an American. But as far as a color, no. So I'm going to let you know something right now. I'm the quarantine bandit. The corona bandit. And I just wanted to deliver this message in reference of O'Shea Duke Jackson and when he was talking about about black men and how they need to be with a black woman. And how black men belong to black women. No, you don't. You don't belong to black women. You belong to yourself. You belong to yourself. Your loyalty lies with you. And don't let nobody tell you different. You do what's best for you, black man, and stop falling for the crap. Can you do that? Be a real man. If black women don't want to jump on board and go your way, you leave her ass right there. She's not worthy. Leave her right there. Leave her ass right there. Don't put up with her crap. And you'll see your life will be better with a woman that will cooperate with you, a feminine woman. O'Shea Duke Jackson, Dr. Umar, y'all, I like some of your content. Y'all smart guys. But let me tell you something. This pro-black mess needs to stop. It really do. Because you can't sit there and beg another race of people to have respect for you while at the same time getting mad and saying that these people are beneath you. You want white people to respect you, but at the same time, you telling other blacks that it's wrong for them to have a white wife or a white girlfriend. This is stupid thinking. And black women, they're taking you for a long ride. They don't respect you. You think black women respect you when you go out on the limb for them? No. They haven't stopped all the crap they're doing. They're doing more. So I'm going to tell you, be a man, grow a pair, and take back your community, man. And start being the damn leader that I know you can be. And it starts with manhood. Bandit out.